Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 4, 1900 America, New York, why India's stock market is roaring. After a desultory decade, profits are expected to surge. February 4, 1900 America, New York, why the impressive pace of investment growth looks likely to endure. Supply chains, technological change and climate targets will all demand more capital spending in the 2020s. February 4, 1900 America, New York, China may soon become a high-income country. Has it truly escaped the middle-income trap? February 4, 1900 America, New York, why stock market jitters have not so far spread to the credit market. Bondholders tend to be less starry-eyed than stock investors. Still, there are reasons to be watchful. February 4, 658 America, New York, Snap, Amazon, Pinterest, Ford, Clorox. What to watch when the stock market opens today? Snap shares soared pre-market. Demand for Clorox's cleaning products has waned. February 4, 652 America, New York, Amazon shares surge pre-market after bumper earnings. The jump comes on the back of the plunge in Facebook parent Meta's shares, highlighting the divergence in fortunes among giant tech stocks. February 4, 645 America, New York, NFP and Forex. What is NFP and how to trade it? Non-farm payroll figures are highly anticipated by Forex traders. Find out how they affect trading. February 4, 630 America, New York, the Zuckerberg effect fading in social media. Major U.S. social media platforms traded down Thursday. Not all platforms are in trouble. February 4, 630 America, New York, purification in China. To which extent is private morality, moral rules not enforced by government, necessary in a free society? This is one of the many interesting questions raised by James Buchanan in his 2005 book Why First, Too, I'm Not a Conservative. February 4, 630 America, New York, Texas storm forecast as painful deja vu. Texas's grid operator, the Electricity Reliability Council of Texas, didn't live up to its name last year. This time around, blackouts of that severity seem less likely, but that may not say much about how resilient the system is. February 4, 609 America, New York, for Sony and Nintendo, supply chain pile up as just a speed bump. Supply snarls hit console sales, but the two rivals' content game remains a bright spot. February 4, 605 America, New York, how the ECB was spooked into changing its stance on inflation. Strong labor market and moves by US and UK also behind central banks' shift towards a more hawkish stance. February 4, 602 America, New York, crude oil price forecast. Could oil hit $100 after marking 7-year high? Crude oil has surged lately, as capacity constraints resulted in lower than intended output among OPEC plus nations. February 4, 6 o'clock America, New York, House expected to pass $350 billion bill to help U.S. compete globally. The Senate passed a similar bill to address the challenge from China. But the House version includes climate and economic measures that Republicans oppose. February 4, 530 America, New York, record run for zero-interest convertible bonds hits a wall. Expectations of higher interest rates have thrown cold water on the market, which greatly expanded during the pandemic. February 4, 530 America, New York, why the Beijing Olympics are awkward for corporate do-gooders. U.S. companies are embracing social responsibility at home but sponsoring the games in a country where the government is accused of atrocities. They may be underestimating the reputational risks. February 4, 530 America, New York, Omicron variant looms over January jobs report. Disruptions from the latest COVID-19 wave could have dented or set back payrolls at the start of the new year, economists say. February 4, 530 America, New York, buying a first home costs more than you think, especially now. The housing market has bidders waiving inspections and stretching budgets to stay competitive, but the rising costs of homes and home repairs make that a big risk. February 4, 530 America, New York, shoppers are caught off guard as prices change more often. Airlines, gas stations and large retailers have used dynamic pricing for years. Now more sellers are trying out the strategy to help deal with inflation. February 4, 5:30 America, New York, why the Beijing Olympics are awkward for corporate do-gooders. U.S. companies are embracing social responsibility at home but sponsoring the games in a country where the government is accused of atrocities. They may be underestimating the reputational risks. February 4, 5:18 America, New York, energy price rise includes £68 for failed firms, says Ofgem. Regulator Ofgem says about 10% of the latest energy price cap rise covered the cost of firms going bust. February 4, 5:10 America, New York, Euro forecast, Euro, USD soars on ECB pivot, Euro, GBP reversal as ECB out hawks bow. Big ECB pivot fuels Euro rally. Euro, GBP reverses as view turns to policy convergence. February 4, 5 o'clock America, New York, pandemic era tests may speed hepatitis C detection. A wave of diagnostics ushered in by COVID could help revive flagging efforts to eliminate the disease. Dr. Lucinda Grande, outside the Pioneer Family Practice in Lacey, Wash. February 4, 5 o'clock America, New York, Amazon warehouse in Alabama set to begin second union election. Workers at the e-commerce giant overwhelmingly voted down a union last year, but labor regulators threw out the result citing company misconduct. An organizer with the Retail Wholesale and Department Store Union in front of the Amazon Fulfillment Warehouse in Bessemer, ALA, last March. February 4, 5 o'clock America, New York, Ford and GM trade places in race to catch Tesla. Detroit's top car manufacturers have taken different approaches to challenging the EV pioneer, but it is far too early to call winners. February 4, 5 o'clock America, New York, Biden administration braces for bleak January jobs data. Growth expected to slow after Omicron wave sidelined workers and shuttered some businesses. February 4, 5 o'clock America, New York, talking points with who else? The points guy, Brian Kelly, has been helping travelers and other consumers navigate the increasingly complicated loyalty universe for over a decade. Here's what he has to say about playing the points game.